Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Tesfer Danakchev. He is the Managing Director of Melek Logistics, based in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. First and foremost, Tesfer, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Bob. It's really a pleasure talking to you.
It's great to have you here. You represent a very important country, a landlocked country, which I still haven't visited, but I have to keep my promise and come and see you very soon.
Definitely. You need to see. I mean, they say, Africa is, the next frontier. So
Yes.
You need to, I know that you have been to the West, but you need to see the whole of Africa also.
I agree, fully agree. It's next on the bucket list. So starting first and foremost, Tesfer, I always allow my interviewees to tell our viewers a little bit about their story. Tell us about how you got into this position as MD of Melek Logistics. What is your background, Tesfer?
I studied finance, and then I worked up as an accountant on a production factory for a few years. But later on, I moved and then I changed my company, and then I ended up in a logistic company, and then I worked there for quite a few years, about 16 plus years in one leading freight forwarding company in Ethiopia. They were one of the biggest and a prominent one. So I started from the low level, as everybody does, from handling files, and then until when I left, I was leading the most of the marketing assignments in the company as a director basis. So I did all the, all types of the logistics, from the air to the ocean, the project, all types of. So at the end, at some point you started, you wish to start and then duplicate that on your own. Yeah, and then it was a family-based company when we start, when I moved out and started, but later on COVID came, and then so we said we need to split down and then, do logistics only, because the other company was into trading,
right,
other types of business, and then, during the COVID, we have a lot of turmoil globally, so the only thing that was sustaining was the logistics, so we have to move to the logistic part, and so we ended up into logistics.
Okay, I understand. And in Melek Logistics, you are headquartered in Addis Ababa, which is the capital of Ethiopia. How many people have you got there?
Currently now we are 40 plus staff,
okay.
Based out of Ethiopia. So in Ethiopia we have the head office in Addis Ababa, and then we have offices in other major cities of the business, and then also we also represent in Djibouti also for our operation, because we mostly use Djibouti as a port of entry for Ethiopia, unfortunately.
Yes, I understand. That's one thing, of course, many people don't know about how to get cargo in and out from your landlocked country. But tell us how it works. Is it served by rail or by truck? Or how do you do actually physical movement of goods between Ethiopia and the outside world?
So it's a big country as Ethiopia, and we had about 120 plus million population.
Yeah.
But as you said it correctly, we are a landlocked country, and then we are using our neighbors as a port of entry. So currently we are using majorly Djibouti, Djibouti port as a port of entry. And then we also use Mombasa from Kenya.
Oh, yeah.
And then, and then also there are other ports in the pipeline. Hopefully they will be coming soon on board, but we use those two majorly. And then for Djibouti, majorly we use both the trucking and then rail service. We have a good rail service and then trucking services. It's about 1,000 kilometers away from the main city.
Okay.
So we are using mostly these kinds of transport for the transport of cargo from abroad.
Right. And if you have cargo that is bigger than the platform, and big, I mean, oversized cargo, that would be trucking then, I suppose.
We use mostly for our project car costs, we use tracking service only. So the rail service that we are using is standard rail service, with electric standard rails only for electric, and then only for containerized cargo. So we can move containers, or we can move bulks on containers, even with the machines, especially, the mining, not the bigger ones, but standard is machines, we can still move with rails. But if it is out of gauge cargoes and then heavy cargoes, we are using the trucking service.
Right. How about customs clearance? So let's say cargo is coming from China via Djibouti into Addis. Is customs clearance taking place in Addis, or does it happen in Djibouti first?
We do both. So we clear them in both in Ethiopia and in Djibouti. The clearance starts in Ethiopia at the beginning with all the documentation, and then later on it will continue in Djibouti with the port, and then with the customs. So there also we have a customs in sitting in Djibouti,
Okay.
Ethiopian customs, and also we have the Djiboutian part also. So we do it both in Ethiopia and in Djibouti, if it is a unimodal kind of business. But also currently we use a multimodal operation, which means a single document driving all the way. So the shipments, when they arrive, even though they do the clearance, but they automatically will be moved to ICDs in Ethiopia, so
Okay.
that later on to complete by the consignee for the custom clearance, and then they clear the cargo.
Okay, I understand. It sounds you really know what, how business is being conducted there. Do you see also in Ethiopia that some of the shipping lines they want to act like a forwarder and compete with you?
Yeah, they are already. They are already into it, because I know they have also the pressure from their head office also. Yeah, definitely they are doing it mostly. But it's not easy for everybody to
No.
handle it. I mean, we cannot start tomorrow and then have a. Now, vessel, and then start shipping cargo, because we are, I've not done it before. So the same goes to them also. It's not easy to start, local service and then do it. Because, I mean, in this business, what I have learned in these years is you need to have the local expertise. And then it's
That's
not being having a lot of money that you can easily spend it. Doesn't give any leverage over you. I mean, you might handle it for the first 1 or 2 years, but you cannot sustain whether you have that huge amount of money.
No.
But the local expertise, the contacts, the experience, it matters a lot, especially in companies, in countries like ours,
Yeah.
that really matters, because most of the things are, human driven. It's not like automation or anything,
No.
So you need still human touch is really needed.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. So
Correct.
to get things moving. So that means you must have a sizable container depot in Addis, I guess, where and then from there distribution out, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have multiple ICDs, not only in Addis. We have a bigger one close to Addis, which is about 85 kilometers from here. That's a major one. But also, our government has put a lot of, infrastructure building, and then they have made a lot of ICDs to make them accessible for all side, of the country. We
Yeah.
have some in the north, we have some in the south, and then, in major cities they have such an ICDs. So once you move the cargo from Djibouti, you can keep them close to your customer, so the distribution could be easily done from that.
I see. I understand. What year did you actually establish Melek Logistics, Tesfa?
We started in 2020, just 4 months after COVID started.
Oh, okay. Ah, that's
Nice. Good
but
timing.
it was a certainly good timing then. You can say that you are forced to stay in the office to work, right?
Yeah, we were. I mean, definitely.
And how do you see I mean, Ethiopia, you border several countries there. Is there any trade between Ethiopia and the other countries around you?
Yeah, we have a big trading. and now even more than that we used to have, because of the restriction from all the other countries and everything, and in the global, the issues in the global market also. And we have a lot of trade within the East African. We call it the East African market, because now they have an agreement, to have a tax deduction or a reduction on those tradings. And then, yeah, we have a lot of trade going between these countries also.
Okay. That I can imagine. And of course, 120 million people. So you must be one of the bigger countries in the, on the African continent. Maybe Nigeria is bigger, but
Yeah, we
definitely
are
you, so you're second,
second to
yeah.
Nigeria. Yeah.
Okay, wow. Yeah, I remember one time I visited actually another country called Iceland, and Iceland told me they, of course, in Iceland they have these hot springs and stuff. I never knew. They told me up there that they were doing business in Ethiopia. I never knew that you had hot springs and stuff like that in your country. It's quite famous.
Yeah, I mean, they have. I know there's some Iceland companies working here in the hot spring. I mean, we have, as I said, our country is big, honestly speaking. We have the highest mountain and then the lowest place in Ethiopia also. I
Okay.
mean, so we have the hottest place in Ethiopia, and then we have also, I think, next to Kilimanjaro, we have the tallest hay, mountain
Wow.
also.
Wow.
That's why we have a lot of long distance runners also, because we have a good temperature here.
Yeah, no, I think they were, they maybe they are running away from your invoice for the freight. That's why.
Yeah, no,
Yeah, that's true. Ethiopia is definitely famous for that. Tell me, is it possible actually to go by the train as passenger between Addis and Djibouti? It's possible, right?
yes, they have also passenger service going from Addis to Djibouti also, yes.
Okay, I see. So, and normally that's that is the biggest route. So how about exports? Exports would also go the same route back via Djibouti, or is Mombasa still a choice? It's further away, Mombasa, I guess, right?
Yeah, Mombasa is about 1,300 kilometers away from the main city, Addis, I would say. But it depends, because some of our export products are going out of the south areas, so they are closer to Mombasa. So maybe for them it would be convenient going through Mombasa. But also most of their cargo is being exported through Djibouti also, by both by truck and then by rail also.
I see. You mentioned a couple of other ports being developed. Now I don't have the map here nearby me, but which ports are you thinking about?
So we are expecting the Somali Berbera in
Ah,
the
yeah,
south.
Barbara, yeah,
Yeah.
interesting.
And then Aceh and Mazowa in the north.
Yes. There's some political things, I guess, with Asawa, right? Or not.
Yes, but we hope definitely that will be solved quickly,
Yes,
as
yes.
we have seen it. It's just a matter of time. We are confident, because we are brothers. We have been part of the same country, so definitely we are positive that will be solved very soon. And then
Yeah.
also, it's the issue in the Sudan is also tuned down.
Yeah.
We can use also Port Sudan, because in the
Oh, yeah.
northwest side of the country, most of our seed and then pulses are being processed there. They are close to the Port Sudan, so they can use that Port Sudan also.
Yes.
So yeah, we are confident that things will be cooled down, and then we can use these multiple ports, which will give us advantage also, and then for sure.
Yeah, no, I think that would be fantastic for your country. You are with such a population, and you have more demands than only depending on one exit entry place. So,
Yes.
how do you see the business in Ethiopia? Is there a lot of interest from overseas to invest in your country, and how is the business mood at the moment?
As I say, it's a big market, Ethiopia, the population, and then 70 plus of the population is in the middle age.
Oh,
Then so definitely the international market is so willing to come and invest because they have, you know, the big market. We used to run a kind of a closed economy, but now the government has put some new rules and then actions, you know, opening up some of the economies, you know. So we had no international banking service. I mean, foreign banks were not allowed. Now we expect to start very soon seeing them in Ethiopia,
Oh,
and
fantastic.
also, yeah. So those kinds of things definitely will. That's for the demand of the international market to open up and come here. And so definitely, it's a big market. And then we do expect a lot of international players coming here to invest.
That's really good news, Tesfa. Yes, it's no, I certainly have to make my way down there to visit your country. It's way overdue. Never been to the Horn of Africa and not even East Africa, so except Mozambique, which is now seems to be falling apart. But anyway, your country is stable, it's big, and yeah, I think you have a lot of your countrymen are everywhere, including where I am right now in Sweden. I know we have direct flights from here to Addis. So
Yes, from to Orlando.
yes, so there's no reason for me not to come and see you.
Definitely. And then, you know, maybe you might have heard it in 2027. The FIATA conference will be in Ethiopia.
Ah, I see. That's interesting news because I just attended it in Panama. So that's really good to know. 2027. I'll make a note of that.
2027 or 2026, I need to be sure on that, but I think next will be in Taiwan or somewhere, right? If
Yeah.
I'm not mistaken, and then next,
And then after that,
then
back to
in
Africa.
Ethiopia. So maybe all the CLC team can come up one day or 2 days before there, and then we can make our next, you know,
That would be a smart
meeting here.
move. I do
Definitely.
agree. Very smart
And then
move.
we welcome you with open hand, and then we want to see you in Addis.
Yeah, definitely. So do I. But that's really good, Tesfa. Look, fantastic to have had this talk with you. And it's hard fighting for you every day, but you seem to have a successful company, about 40 people there in Ethiopia, and you can do transshipment, customs clearance, project cargo. You have the experience. So I wish to say many, many thanks to you for this interview, Tesfa.
Thank you very much, and I would like to say thank you also. I mean, we are really happy to be part of the CLC project team. We are really getting good support, and then I mean the members are really helpful, and then they are really they know the business. They are really experts in this business, and then we're happy. And then we read your newsletter several times. It's published. I see now it's going to be once per month, so we are going to miss a lot.
Yes, I know,
Yeah.
but even I reduced to once a month, there will be more interviews. So it's also, you know, to have first I had every week and then every 2 weeks, even every 2 weeks, it's a quite a lot of research and work, you know, it's only me doing it. So.
Yeah, I understand, but yeah, we will
So.
miss it. But definitely, I mean, we really want to say that we really appreciate. We really wait every Thursday to you know to get the service in our inbox. We thank you very much.
I'm glad to hear. There will be next year every Thursday we republish some older interviews every Thursday on LinkedIn, and we will on the 15th of each month, 15 each month, we will publish from January. So this interview here will be live on 15th. But again, Tesfa, thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you very much, Paul. Nice talking to you again.
Same, same. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor and a good friend, the managing director, Mr. Tesfa Dagnachev, has been our interviewee today. He is the owner and the big boss at Melek Logistics, based in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, a very big and landlocked country, the second in population only after Nigeria in Africa. So do contact Tesfa if you have any questions relating to, from, or via Ethiopia to anywhere on the Horn of Africa. From me, Project Cargo Weekly editor, thank you very much, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you.